everyone, it's Phyllis Michaelitis of Sales Training Solutions, here again with the second podcast in our series, Storytelling for Sales Success. My business partner, John Schweitzer, and I delivered a webinar on Tuesday for a client. We found that people were very interested in telling stories to win business. They agreed that it would inspire and motivate their customers, as well as increase trust and likability. But they were concerned about how to start their story. I want to share with you the insights and information I shared with them on our webinar. I know you can't start with, "Let me tell you a story," or just launch into "Once upon a time," because most people will feel they don't have time for a story. They'll say, "Let's get down to business." So you need to be a bit creative. Starting your story with a great opening hook gets the listener wondering, what happens next? When the story's about something they can relate to, they become fully engaged, and both their ears and their brain perk up. You can start with something that actually happened or how you got started. On our website and in my speeches, I tell my story about the time when I got divorced, and there I was, a single mom, no job. I was wondering, how am I going to pay the mortgage, buy food? What was I going to do? Then I tell how I worked my way up from getting a job as an interviewer at a temp employment agency to becoming global sales manager for the Xerox high-end products. Perhaps you can say that you and your brother were spending nights in an old trolley barn until the wee hours of the morning. That gets the listener wondering, what were you doing in the old trolley barn? Then you can proceed to tell your story of how you started your print shop in a section of the old trolley barn in Baltimore. And now you're the leading print provider in your area with lots of creative ideas to help them grow their business. Perhaps you can tell a story of an almost mishap. You can start with a scene such as, there I was, mid-afternoon, a broken-down truck, wondering, how was I going to keep my promise? I'd never broken one, and now? I tell that story about my early days at Xerox. I was the short-term rental representative in Philadelphia, so I arranged for equipment at events like the Miss America pageant and the flower show. I go on to explain that the regular delivery truck broke down and couldn't make the pickup at our office for a machine destined to print programs, scoring sheets, and the results at the AAU Weightlifting Championship. The championship was to start that evening, and it was 2.5 hours away. I'm a small female, and I don't have a lot of truck driving experience, let alone how could I lift the machine? What was I going to do? I'd made a promise, and I had to keep it. When the operations manager said there was nothing further he could do, I decided to try several other delivery companies. And when that failed, I rented a truck and delivered the machine myself. The weightlifters helped me get the machine out of the truck, and I got it set up in time for the event. That's a story of dedication to customer satisfaction. The story hooked the listener in, wondering why did I have a truck, and where was I? Right at the beginning. I kept them interested with the details of the dilemma. Good hooks get them into the story before they have time to put up a wall. So you must ensure that you have a character, a time, a place, and an event that happened to have a purpose and a hook to your story. The start of your story is what captures the interest of the listener and hooks them in emotionally. They want to know what happens next. You don't have much time, just a few seconds, so it's important to be compelling and have a good hook. Let me give you a few ideas. Here are 7 ideas for starting your story. First, you can start with a question. Think about a question your prospect may have, and then think of a story that illustrates and answers that question. Reveal enough information to make them wonder about the answer, but don't give away the answer at the beginning. In that case, there'd be no suspense and no good story. The second is a story with tense of conflict at the beginning. Think about a situation that's common to others in your listeners' industry. Tell how someone was in a similar situation and was really struggling to resolve the issue. In your story, you'll reveal how the hero resolved the issue and the growth he or she experienced as a result. The third possibility is start with a surprise. People love surprises. Start with something that's not ordinary in the listener's industry or in life situations. It will make them stop and say, "What? Excuse me?" They'll want to know more. For example, you opened the morning paper and something you've been thinking about appeared on the front page. There it was, staring you in the face. Ah, what was going to happen now? Or perhaps the hero was notified of a great inheritance, and what was he about to do with it? Perhaps you can start with the discovery of a new product that's now available. Everyone thought it couldn't be done, but it was done by you or your company. Our next idea for creating great openings is called foreshadowing. You can start with a message that changes are about to happen. I remember telling about how HIPAA regulations would change things for medical offices and hospitals. Some people had already made preparations for the change, and they'd be able to avoid serious implications. This is a good setup for a story to tell them they need to make change now, and they really can't wait. Our number five is called high-stakes goal. Starting with a goal that's similar to one that your prospect would likely want to achieve captures their interest. The hero, or your main character, must overcome similar obstacles or barriers to achieve this goal that your prospect faces. It's a high risk, so the listener wants to learn what happens in the situation to the character. They can envision themselves in the same position, and they're looking for security that all turns out well in the end. So when you start with something like this, their ears will perk up and they really will be engaged. Our next great opening is number six, Imagine If. This opening creates the vision of what's possible with your product, solution, or idea. You can paint the picture of life at the company or life for the individual as a dream. And with your details, you transport them into that dream. Then you transition to asking, "What if I told you that I could help you achieve this goal, just as I've helped others achieve their goal?" This opening is a way to connect the listener to the future that they desire. It's like a mental test drive. No risk for them. It's a great way to start a story, and a great way to work towards getting a great sale. Our number seven is I Remember When. This opening sets the scene and tells how far you've come. It tells of the struggles and the successes. You can contrast your past with what is available now and what you see to come in the future. You can share your excitement about the possibilities available to the prospect. It will get them really interested, and they probably will jump in and start co-creating with you. Well, now here we are at number eight. I like this one. Here's what excites me. This opening is great for new products, services, and technology. It's an invitation to join you in the view of the future. When we're excited, the listener gets excited and begins to share our view of the possibilities. They'll jump into the conversation right with you. It's like a magical experience. In this case, you can go through all the things that happened to develop the technology and give a story of what's behind it. It really will intrigue your customer. Number nine is set the scene. If the setting is an integral part of your story, or you want to establish a mood or feeling, this is a good way to start. Setting the scene can also put the story in context for you. This is important if the scene is not part of the daily life of the listener. In this case, you want to transport them to another place or time. With a good scene opening, you can hook the listener in for the whole story. And here we are at the last one, number 10. Mysterious situation. This opening is like a puzzle to the listener. That's why it engages them and is a really great hook. All the pieces don't fit at the beginning, so they're eager to solve the puzzle. The listener can be willing to hang in for quite a while with this type of opening. However, you're providing clues and they have to do some work. Some listeners may not be up to the effort, but if you think they are, it's a really good way to start. I hope you've enjoyed all these openings. They're designed to capture the interest of the listener at the start. It does take some thinking and preparation. It's a good idea to write out your story and test it with a friend or a family member before trying it on your prospect, but it's definitely worth the effort, and using them will make you more interesting as a visitor for your prospect. Good luck and good selling. Visit our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com, for more hints and tips on sales and storytelling. You can also visit with us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. Until next time, bye-bye.